At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So tragically hungover.
Enter Adam into the chat.
Oh my gosh, Colby.
You've been keeping this information in your little head.
I dropped my hammer at a hillstone.
How are we expected to do all this stuff?
I know, babe. Life is hard. Aficionado.
Aficionado.
Aficionado. It's just gorgeous.
Hey, that's a nice cup you've got there.
Isn't it just gorgeous?
Adam's having a Moscow Mule.
No, there's a story behind that cup.
What is it?
Do you know the story behind that cup?
Amaro Montenegro.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Yeah. Adam has in his hands a goblet. Well, no, it's a
copper mug.
A copper mug that one would have an Aperol. Or nope. Oh my God. Nope.
A Moscow Mule.
A Moscow Mule in. And I actually got that from when I went to that rave. In that barn. I went to a barn.
You went to a barn rave.
A barn rave. And I stole that by putting it in my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And walked out. You really were like, you're coming home with me.
It was my third boob. Yeah. And you know, I don't do things like that. So it's kind of crazy and out of character.
That is really, why'd you decide to steal this? Like, it's a copper mug.
Of all things.
I just was like, I need it. I don't know.
I oddly have one copper mug in my apartment as well, and only one. But it wasn't a stolen memorabilia, and I wish it was. I wish it were.
Cool. To clarify, she's like, I did not steal it.
Who stole it? Someone stole it.
It's weird that there's only one, but there's a matching shot glass, which is how I know that it's not stolen.
Oh, maybe it was a gift then, or a PR thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's
I don't think it's a PR thing.
You might have gotten it, I don't know.
You
I
never
would remember
know.
That.
Well,
the boys and I definitely have the most inconsistent glassware cabinet.
Yeah, I don't have anything
probably
matching.
Probably of anybody here. Colby's is gorgeous. It's
Thank
got all
you.
Like the purple glasses and stuff like that. I'm slowly building it up. Because I got all those Estelle glasses from Figma.
I think I just need to what I need to do, I don't know about you, but I think I need to purge glassware, like bring it to Goodwill, stuff that doesn't match, and just start over. Because like I feel like it kind of is reminiscent of my college house array of things. Mm-hmm. It was just like things that girls would leave in the house, and you just like would keep them throughout the years, and all these different letter mugs,
sippy cup from the child I used to babysit.
Yeah, like the sippy cups, and then like the random like Anthropology mugs with the letters on them, like the like monogram ones, but like letters that I don't know whose this is. Like they were just years past. And that's how mine is currently looking.
I kind of love an eclectic china cabinet. Like if I didn't have mine and in my mugs, I've kind of strived to achieve this. Mm-hmm. I have started collecting mugs from diners and coffee shops that I like. So they're all different.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have like the Ralph's one. You have the Bubby's one, right?
Yeah. I have a Jack's one. I have one from this place called Colby's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
So you buy them. You don't steal them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should start stealing them. It would be more
budget
friendly.
Just to clarify, I'm like, wow, you've really done a number on these.
Yeah, I know. They're like the souvenir cups. I want the Dudley's one that you put on your story. It's so cute.
Hot stuff is what it says on it. It says hot stuff. Yeah, I just was spilling tea last night. I think I'm on a little bit of a cleanse before London. I need to be on like a
That's good. I have a
alcohol.
Feeling that London is going to be very...
Yeah, you have to be ready to get smashed at all times.
No, I know. They just like never stop drinking there, I've heard.
I need to start cleansing as well.
Wait, but it's kind of funny because they like, I mean, Colby's about to do the exact same trip basically.
Yeah.
Right?
We're back to back.
Yeah.
They don't drink like a tequila soda there though. They drink like 100 beers, right?
I think it depends on who you are. I feel like... You know, like certain, I think girls in London will drink anything. Cocktails. I'm trying to think of all the TV shows
in
I
London,
know.
They have, I know that they have good martinis because I always see recommendations for places.
They definitely have a lot of
they
pubs.
Have cocktails for sure in London. But like in Copenhagen, when I went out at night, I would try and order a tequila soda just out of habit, and it would be undrinkable.
Yeah.
In Copenhagen, they literally judge the cigars. Like, they're like, no, like, you don't want that.
Yeah.
I imagine I'll drink a lot of wine. Lot of wine.
A lot of vino, a lot of brews.
And beer. And that's fine with me. But anyway, so I'm cleansing until then, I think.
I think that's fair.
Perhaps.
You're going to have so much fun.
Peppermint tea at dinner last night. So refined.
So nice.
Yeah, but I swear it kept me up.
That's also very English.
Yeah. Well, Mia and I went, and it was like, I have in such a habit now for, I drink tea because Jack drinks a lot of tea. So I never used to think of tea. Like, I was like, oh, I'm either drinking water or wine. That's it.
I love a tea.
There's tea.
There's an in between.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I like tea. Tea's good. Your dinner looked beautiful. It looked lovely.
It was nice.
The rotisserie.
It was nice. Though we have been talking about how I feel like after every meal I eat, I've been feeling nauseous.
Me too.
Like everything I've eaten recently, I don't know. And it goes away. It's like right after I eat, I'll feel really nauseous. And then it just like, I don't know what's going on.
The three of us have had that exact same issue. I feel like it's so strange. My stomach has not been well.
I ate something probably like a month ago that has thrown me off.
I think maybe I ate the same thing. We were probably together because I don't know. I last night I ate the most healthy thing ever. It wasn't even like, it was rotisserie chicken and a salad and like some olives and feta and tea. And I took breaths between bites and still.
You chewed 25 times. Isn't that the thing?
Oh yeah. Someone did say that. Some health person.
I Googled, like, I'm failing at my New Year's resolution to not go on WebMD.
Yeah, you WebMD'd. But,
like, why I get so bloated even after I eat a vegetable. Like, I eat something that historically shouldn't make you bloated.
Yeah.
Or that is healthy and good for you. I think I swallow a lot of air.
Okay.
I think the conclusion that it came to.
You think?
When I was Googling, yes. I think that came up for me too.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
I also got one of these Owala water bottles, and I really like it because it has like a built-in straw, but it's not like a it's a water bottle cap, so it's closed, but you don't have to tilt it back to sip it. There's a straw, so you can sip it.
Okay.
Like that.
Colby just gave us a demonstration.
So it feels like you're just sipping out of a straw, that you don't have to tilt it and have your water bottle like spill on your face, which is what always happens to me
with
hydro flasks and others.
Okay.
So I really like it. But with that straw, like,
is this where you're swallowing the air?
The sucking motion. I think I'm swallowing air.
But maybe. I'm swallowing air right now too, I think, right? Like, when that's how breathing? We breathe. Like, what?
No, but like when you eat really fast, it's like you're breathing and eating, and with sucking like through a straw, I think also like you open your mouth and then you suck through the straw and then
someone
you swallow air.
With a PhD, slide in and tell us what is
That's
going on.
That's just my hypothesis. Yes.
I also just realized what I was thinking of when you said the swallowing air thing is gum, because I used to aggressively chew gum. I would have like four pieces in my mouth at a time, basically. And like, apparently it's really bad for you because when you're chewing the gum, you're swallowing air. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering why my stomach hurt all the time. I mean, it still hurts all the time, so I guess it wasn't from the gum, but...
That is a thing, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's strange. I'm kind of fully off gum because it's really bad for your TMJ. And for a while there, I ignored it. But I started buying Tic Tacs, and it's so much easier to just like
chew a Tic Tac.
Have two Tic Tacs and not have to worry about spitting your gum out.
I need to get those Listerine strips because I feel like my only use case for gum that I like, I feel like I'm annoying and obnoxious when I'm chewing gum, but I like it for like the breath thing, you know?
Yeah.
Tic Tacs make your breath smell good.
But they don't like do what mint. Gum does, I feel like. Like, I feel like gum really, like,
those
fully
get
encapsulates
the breath spray.
Your mouth.
Those Listerine strips that you put on your tongue, is that what you're talking about? Those things are, like, such a sensory overload for me. Like, I don't like how it feels on
my
tongue.
It gets stuck to, like, the roof of my mouth.
Yeah, it's, like, really weird
them.
Sensory
those
feeling.
Those remind me of middle school.
It feels like an avalanche.
No, you
in
know
your
what
mouth.
Reminds me of middle school? Five gum. There was that whole thing about five gum and how, like, the wrappers
you
were
chew the
edible.
Wrapper. It's fully metal.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think that was, like,
like aluminum.
A weird thing that everyone, no matter where you grew up, like went through this period of time where we were obsessed with five gum wrappers.
Yeah, and who like, made that?
People also said that Babybel cheese wrappers were
oh, the wax?
The wax? Oh my god,
maybe
I love
that
this
was
thing.
Just my school.
Colby, what the fuck?
Maybe I
that was
the
only not
one
our
eating
school,
wax.
Like.
No, I think the five gum wrapper thing was like an actual thing. Like, I feel like that for some reason went around that you could eat the wrappers. And so people were just doing it. And like, that's definitely not good for you. why were we weird as like fifth graders? I don't understand.
I don't know. I hope they're still weird.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, I actually saw this TikTok.
It's a rite of passage.
I saw this TikTok and it was like, I have thoughts about children on TikTok, but it was like this very pure video of this middle schooler doing an outfit of the day, but like actually was dressed like a middle schooler. You know what I mean? Ugh. Like how we used to dress. Like it was like crazy sock day or something. And she was like, had crazy socks and was like talking about her crazy outfit. And I was like, thank you so much to her parents for like giving her a real childhood of like, you know, wearing the stuff that you wear as a middle schooler, not right. like, you know, the
curating
baggy,
her wardrobe,
the low-waisted jeans and like cropped. I'm like, what is everyone doing? Yeah. What is everyone doing?
The trends now are very crazy.
Bring back the childhood.
Bring back the gauchos.
Bring back the gauchos. Yeah.
Hey, when I think about what I used to wear in middle school and high school, it's like really so crazy, honestly.
Yeah, but we were comfortable. I feel like
what I was just thinking. People loved like sweats. Like I would full on wear sweatsuits to school.
And Uggs, slides.
I never had
yoga
Uggs.
Pants, Uggs, and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, that was like that was
the
it.
Vibe.
That was it. And nowadays, people are just showing off.
Yeah. I used to live for Limited 2 and Justice used to sell these camisoles that had lace straps and trim on the neckline. But they had a cropped little ribbed long sleeve that went over it. And it had like three little snaps in the front, like a Henley.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with those.
Yeah.
And the t-shirts that had built-in long sleeves to them.
Oh, wait, it was like a t-shirt and there's like a long sleeve that went on through the short sleeve?
No, the sleeve was attached.
Yeah.
And it usually was like a different pattern.
See, that's how the kids should be dressing.
Yeah.
Someone.
What was that monkey?
What monkey?
The monkey that was on everything.
Oh, at Limited 2?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had a name.
I'll assess the interwebs here for a minute.
Oh my god, yes you do. Once you see it, you will
the
remember.
Limited 2 monkey,
his
is that
his name
what we're
was like
him?
Jack or something.
Bobby Jack.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
The little bad monkey.
Yeah.
Wait, so what, he was just like the brand ambassador?
No, it was on like everything.
Wait, no, Bobby Jack
t-shirts.
Is its own brand.
Oh.
Maybe Limited 2 sold it.
Yeah, there.
But Limited 2's brand thing or logo was a flower.
The flower.
Yeah.
No, but they had t-shirts that had this monkey on it.
Yeah.
And I have such a vivid picture of this one turquoise shirt.
Oh,
that
you know
had
what?
The monkey on it.
I think they just made things with monkeys on them.
Yeah.
I feel like this must have been female only
like
because
this?
I certainly never bought any of this stuff.
Whoa. Not that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it wasn't that one.
This one's going on eBay for $7. Someone snap it up.
Wow.
Anyway, I think we should do the intro before we
it's time
go on and on and on.
I think it's your turn.
This is the shirt that I'm thinking of.
Oh, I've seen
let
that.
Me say
yeah
I've never seen
no
that.
Monkeys were such a thing in our childhood.
Yeah.
And with that, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. Now
wait,
that
this time we actually didn't talk about how we're doing first.
Oh, I guess we haven't. Just too much to cover. Too much to cover with our... Well, we did talk about our stomach issues.
We were just too busy talking about middle school.
I feel like our stomach issues is technically how we're doing.
And the random spitting rain. Like, the weather in New York is so... I had this whole plan to walk from the office to Katie's, and I was so excited to get my steps in, and then I walk outside, and it's torrentially downpouring.
Well, look how nice it is now. There's
and
like blue skies.
And now it looks beautiful outside.
Yeah, I got drenched on my way here.
I think I'm going to go to the grocery store after this.
Oh,
make a little stroll. I just have nothing in my fridge, as you saw. I only have chocolate frosting.
I see. Yes.
For some reason, so
I would have been happy with that, honestly.
Yeah,
me too.
I was gonna do a whole crock pot thing, but just, you know, there's just too many plates to balance in the air these days.
That's fair.
Just too many things. It's like, not only do you have to eat healthy and like, you know, feed yourself, but also like wake yourself up in the morning and like do all the things you have to do and not get fired and like, just how are we expected to do all this stuff?
I know, babe. Life is hard.
Life is hard.
I want to go back to middle school.
I definitely don't, but I would take going back to college, maybe.
But, I mean, at least now we can, like, legally have martinis, you know?
That's true.
That's something.
Being an adult is fun, because you have money to do things with.
True. True. That is true. Very
you know?
True.
I had more money in middle school.
Daddy money. Just kidding. Well,
Yeah, what do we cover? What do we talk about besides middle school?
We honestly have a lot to cover, I feel like.
I know. I think that's why, like, when we have a lot to say, it's like, where do we go?
We've, like, literally... I feel like we should just do a weekend recap and just dive right into it. Starting off with Colby giving us an update on Wild Wild West Saturday night.
We had a crazy weekend, and by we, Colby.
No. And it was so sporadic. That Colby, was the best part about it.
It was the most serendipitous, crazy New York City weirdest
night ever.
Love story, like just the craziest shit.
There were so many parts, which is why it just felt so weird.
But this, like, you also haven't even, maybe Katie's heard. I haven't heard about what happened after we left the bar.
I heard snippets, but nothing crazy.
I actually asked Colby the next day. She ignored my message, and then I emphasized my message, and she did not reply.
I was at Ruby's eating lunch, went to Trader Joe's. I saw your text, like, as I had my newborn baby grocery bag
so
in
what
front
she's
of
saying
me.
Is that she didn't want to so answer.
Colby's elaborate story on what she didn't reply to me.
She had her phone.
I didn't answer she you, just, and then I didn't feel like writing back.
Have you actually not texted me since? Like, I need to confirm this, actually, because wait, no, you literally haven't.
Wow. That's crazy.
Saturday, 10:19 p.m. I said, keep me posted on this man's. You didn't reply. The next day, emphasizes it. Literally hours later, where's my posted? There was no posted. Colby has not texted me since.
What's a posted?
Like, I said, keep me posted on this man's.
I would not have understood what you meant by that. Where's my posted?
I don't know. When they're back to back, I feel like you would have gotten it. You definitely got it.
Maybe was like clues. Simply not in the mood to text about a long-winded story.
That's I get fair. That.
Well, should we set the stage? Should we start from square one?
I think we should. So square one would actually be on Thursday, I think.
Really?
Yes.
When she went to the bar first.
Oh, you're right.
So I went to this bar, Corner Bistro, on Thursday night after I went to dinner for one of my coworkers' last days of work. We ended up being at Corner Bistro, pretty much the only dwellers there until they closed on Thursday. We left there at like 3:30 in the morning.
You had a Thursday.
And just correct. To set the stage of like what Corner Bistro is, because it kind of sounds like a restaurant. And it really, like, they have food there, but you eat it on paper plates. And it's like bar food. They have
it's the menu, like cheeseburgers and tater tots.
And it's just mostly a cool bar atmosphere, like neon situation going
cash
on.
Cash only.
Good like
location
it's
in the middle
been
of the West
there
Village.
Forever, like brick walls, that sort of vibe. It's not like a high-end establishment.
Right. It's a dive.
It's a dive. For sure. But a nice dive. It's great. I highly recommend
it. Fun. Yeah. Fun
and place. So there was this new bartender who started working there, and my two friends and I were talking to him the whole night while we were there, just becoming best friends with him. So anyway, we leave. And then Friday, I literally, thank God, well, actually, this didn't even work in my favor, but thank God we're supposed to work from home on Fridays, because I woke up and actually was like, I don't know what's about to happen to my body. Like, I need to run to the bathroom because I'm like gonna throw up or something crazy is about to happen. And so I was so hungover, like so tragically hungover. I was like in the fetal position on my bathroom floor, and
that's
then
the worst.
I finally threw up.
Well, you were out from like 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you had a full night.
Yeah.
And that, you that calculated, was, that you was actually tough. Told us, I think you had like 14 drinks, you think, over that period.
That is, like, how does your body even handle? That's like, you're poisoning. You're poisoning yourself at that point.
I don't know if it was actually 14, but it was a lot.
Like it felt like 14.
Yeah.
But it was celebratory. You had like a celebratory night.
Yeah.
You were at Corner Bistro. You met the bartender who you were in love with.
Right.
Yes.
He looked like Jack Harlow after my 17 tequila sodas.
Yeah, you'd said that, and then when we went,
everybody was like,
"A few days
no.
later,
I was like, come on.
I don't see the resemblance."
No, we went. Colby was like, "That's
it's
him,
Jack Harlow."
I was like, "That's who?" She's like, "The bartender." I'm like, "I know that's not the bartender you told us about from Thursday because you said he was gorgeous."
He was. Huge.
I didn't say that he was gorgeous. I said he looked like Jack Harlow.
No,
he's a
you
big
said he was
dude.
Hot.
He definitely like. Looks like Jack Harlow.
I don't think that I said he was hot, but I also am attracted to Jack Harlow.
Well,
you are. That's fair.
He looks like he could be related to Jack Harlow, but like this man looks like he ate Jack Harlow. Like, right. He is huge. Yeah. And not like, he's just jacked. Like, right. big man.
Yeah, he right. wasn't, you know? Like, oh, he wasn't fat, but he was, like, a he was, massive. He's yeah. like a freaking linebacker,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Anyway. I loved his vibe.
You really do have a type. He's the same honest body build as the guy from Jeans, like, the last weekend. Honestly, they look kind of similar, too.
No, they don't.
Okay, no, you're right. They don't look similar, but, like, similar body build, I would say.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, he was tall,
large man.
Tall, large man.
Okay. Tall and...
All right, Colby's got a type.
Yeah,
curly whatever. Hair.
So, anyway, Friday, we were there. Bad. And then I did not do a thing Friday night. And I woke up on Saturday with the intention of, like, not having a crazy Saturday, but maybe doing something outside of my apartment.
Those are my favorite days, when you don't really have expectations and you're like, I'm open to anything. It could either be the best day or the worst day, because you could just like walk to various establishments and not have fun. But oftentimes they end up being the spiciest days of like, who the hell knows what we're gonna get into.
So,
which it ended up being like that.
Yeah, Adam and I, how did we meet up?
Enter Adam into the chat.
You had a salad.
Well, yeah, but how did we meet up before that? So, I was on a walk and Adam stalked me on Find My Friends.
You guys just always do this to each other. It's like on every episode, there's a moment where we discuss how right. Adam stalks Colby.
Well, no, I texted you in the morning and I was like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? And you were like, I'm already like way out the door. And so I was like, okay, bye. Like, Colby clearly didn't want to meet up with me. So I went for a run.
Yeah.
I ended up fucking up my knee. And so then I ended up in the West Village. I actually texted Katie to see if she was alive because I wanted to just pop in. But as we know, Katie doesn't like a pop in. So she chose to ignore my message.
Can I explain where I was on Friday night? No one asked me.
Enter Katie into the chat.
I was at the opera. I went to the Metropolitan Opera and saw Romeo et Juliet, aka Romeo and Juliet in French, and had a glorious evening, and then went to Brooklyn. I'm always in Brooklyn these
you
days.
You always are in Brooklyn.
No, and I say it like that just because, like,
it's far from where you live.
It's far from where I live, okay? It is far, and we got there like at like 1 in the morning. And I love Jack so much. This is why I do these things for him. It was his friend's birthday, and we needed to, like, make...
Yeah, all of his friends' birthdays are in Brooklyn.
So I got home at, like, 3:30 from Brooklyn. Hence why I did not answer your text. I was asleep.
Katie was asleep.
I was asleep.
Katie was asleep. So then I was texting Colby, and I was like, where should I get my coffee? I ended up getting Starbucks, because I'm basic. And then I was like, okay, cool. Colby, you loop into the West Village, and we're going to meet up, and we're going to walk together. Colby and I go for a walk together, and then we decide... Oh, then we go to Zara. We run into a listener. Shout out to our listener if you hear this. Sorry I was grilling you about where you live in Fidei.
Yeah. She said she lived in the neighborhood, and Adam's like, oh, you live in that building? Like, just assumed. He was like, oh, you live at da-da-da-da-da.
Well,
and she was like, no, I actually live da-da-da-da-da, her address. And Adam was like, ah, okay, cool.
I did not say it. No. I was just curious because I am a Fidei aficionado. And so I was like, oh, what street do you live in? She told me what street.
Aficionado.
aficionado.
Sorry to grill you.
Potato, potato.
That cannot be forgiven.
I'm glad you called me out because I definitely say that a lot. And I did not realize that that's what the actual word was until I was 8 years old. I don't
even hear it properly in my head.
Anyways, the girl said she lived in Fidei, and she was like, oh, I knew Adam lived in Fidei. I was wondering if I would ever run into you. And I was like, cool, like, what street do you live on, whatever. And then she told me the street, and I have looked in a million buildings in Fidei. I was like, oh, was it this building? And she said, no, I live in this building. And I was like, oh, cool. And then she was like, anyways, it's been fun, see ya. Like, she ended the conversation.
Well,
I was like,
just to clarify, you just reiterated exactly what I said.
Yeah, but I said it louder.
You know, she probably started to realize that, like, she's doing the thing that our moms told us not to do. Don't tell anyone where you live.
I know, I feel bad about it retroactively, so perhaps, but I feel like that's a normal thing to ask in the city. No, it's like, oh, what building do you live in?
I think that maybe is why she was like, oh, crap, I just told a stranger my address. Yeah.
This girl's like, this kid sucks. Anyways, so...
No, Adam's going to come knocking on your door to burn an apartment tour to see if he wants to move in.
I love meeting listeners. I just want to hang out with all of them all the time. But anyways, then Colby and I were like, okay, let's just have, like... Oh, we were going to go to Seaport.
Tin Building for lunch.
So we both went our separate ways, and then we were texting. Colby was like, let's just curate our own vibe in my apartment.
Yeah, because we were moving slow anyway.
Slow.
And then the thought of actually venturing over there and spending money to just go sit there.
It was St. Patrick's Day weekend, for clarity, so everywhere was like...
Crazy.
Right. Like, so many people were out and about and drunk and... wreaking havoc and all tomfoolery in New York City. So
anyway, so then we were at my apartment, and then we touched base with Katie, who had touched base with our other friend, and they had come up with this plan to go to Corner V's show, and I was like, great.
Colby and I were also thirsting for a move. Right, like, we wanted something to do. We had had a couple, we were living our life on Colby's balcony. We had 3 Aperol spritzes.
Yeah.
We were living our best life.
You guys rolled in here, and I was sober as a clover and needed some.
Well, when you buy a bottle of Prosecco, you have to drink the whole thing or throw it away. Flat.
Like, we had to finish it.
Totally fair.
So we had to split it between the two of us.
And it was such a beautiful day. Like, you know, it was just so nice.
No, the vibes were there, and all roads pointed to Corner Bistro.
Exactly. So Colby and I rolled in hot.
Colby's idea. That was Mia, our friend Mia's idea.
When I heard that we were going there, I was like, great. I cannot wait to walk back in there.
Walk of shame.
Well, I also knew that the same bartender was going to be working, because he told us that he had just started working there, and that he was working Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Okay. So you knew you'd see not Jack Harlow again.
Right.
So we were at the bar. We randomly came upon some bar stools, like bar stools. Yeah, bar why stools. Is it sounding weird when I say it? Bar stools. And we sat down, and we were having a grand time. And then we briefly thought that we had a table opportunity. Right. So we were, the guy outside,
we ordered a drink.
The bouncer
and then got up.
Was super nice and was like, we're going to put you on the list for the table. Like, we'll let you know when the table's ready, because we wanted to like sit down and eat a little bit and whatever. He then like alerts us that a table is ready. So, and it was quote unquote the VIP table, which we were very excited about. And then we all get up off of the bar stools like idiots.
The best seats in the house, arguably.
Idiot energy, because then, of course, we see the VIP table, and it's not a table at all. It's like a round, it's outdoor, first of all, and it was like kind of chilly at this point.
I didn't even set my eyes on it.
And it was like there was no actual table. It was, the VIP of it all was him just trying to make us
go outside.
Yes. So then we go back inside, because we're like, fuck this, we're not sitting at this not even a table outside. And our bar stools were, of course, taken. So then we're kind of just like hovering in the middle of the bar, which was fine, because we were like on our first drink, we're still like, you know, we'd all just kind of come together, and we were like debriefing for the day. And anyway, so it was fine. And then
we met a podcast listener who was very nice.
Yeah.
And she said that she was at the bar with her brother and thought that I should meet her brother. And so then we go to our table.
Yes. But before that, we had said on the podcast the week prior.
Oh, yes.
Colby had said.
We manifested.
Colby had manifested. Well, Adam actually had started it in the podcast. Like, the end of the podcast last week, you were like, if any listeners out there, what did you say?
I was like, if any of you have any gays that you want to set me up with, like, I'm wide open. And then we manifested the same thing for Colby. We
and
were
Colby
like,
was
and
like,
Colby,
yeah.
too.
But you said specifically, over 6 foot, college athlete or something. Or as a
may
joke.
Or may not be.
As a joke, like a total joke.
Yeah. But so anyway, we're like at opposite ends of the bar. Like, we can't even see her brother, really.
I could see him, and I tried to get you to get on my shoulder so that you could see him, too.
He had a green hat on, so we're going to call him Green Hat.
Green Hat's his name, but I literally tried to pick Colby up on my shoulder. She refused to do it. I was like,
refuse.
You need to see him.
She did refuse.
She's like, we're in a packed bar.
No, he looked really cute, and I also just love a meet cute. I think it makes any person 10 times hotter.
Yeah, and then we Googled him. Like, I found his entire life story while we were just standing in that bar.
No, we were actually sitting at the table at that point.
Yeah, so then we go to our table.
So we are at the table.
And then... yeah, then Adam's Googling, whatever. We're sitting there. We order food, drinks, whatever, at our table. My coworker and all of her friends come and sit at a table. So we're at a long table, and there are two tables directly across from us. They sit to the one on the right.
They're back-to-back to us, basically.
It feels like they're at our table. We're all kind of at the same
table.
We're,
like, making eye contact with them.
It's like a group of six of them, and then a group of six of us, kind of.
And then, whatever, we're just hanging out. All of a sudden, this part, I actually don't even know how this guy even knew that was me, because I was sitting facing, like, forward, so it would, like, only be my profile. And I have no idea how we made eye contact.
I was wondering where this is going, but I completely forgot that this part even happened.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I didn't.
So there was a love.
It was traumatizing.
There was a love square happening at this bar, and the key players of the love square is Colby, Green Hat, listener's brother, bartender, and this new man that is entering.
The bartender is not really a love interest. Well, he was my bestie.
Okay, well, still, this is a love square.
Yeah.
It's the love square.
So then all of a sudden, I'm like looking at somebody having a conversation and like see out of the corner of my eye, this guy is like, hey, how are you, or something. It took me like half a second to realize. I was like, oh my god, hi, how are you? And we had gone on a date from Raya like a year ago at this point. I think it was like a year ago, yeah. Like, oh, at this time last year. And he and his group of friends and him specifically sit at the table, the second table directly across from us. And so my friend is at like the head of her table making direct eye contact with me, and he's at the head of his table making direct eye contact with me. And I literally feel like, what is going on?
And then we have Green Hat wandering the aisles. Yeah, we have a bartender.
Yeah. And then like, just so much is going on.
Right.
Colby is absolutely running the corner bistro. Yes. This is not a large bar, no, also it's by
small.
Any means.
It's small. Right. And the bartender like refuses to call me by my name because we're forcing him to guess our names, as annoying drunk people do.
The oldest trick in the book.
And he, without hesitation, guessed that my name was Electra. So apparently I look like I'm a stripper.
I was going to say, it's like a porn star name. Yeah. I feel like, no offense if your name is Electra, but...
So, that's what he called me. If remember, like, he brought...
He came over.
He brought drinks over, and he was like, it's for Electra or whatever, and he yelled it.
Only Electra gets this service. But whatever.
Colby's getting the VIP treatment at Corner
Bistro. I was like, what is happening?
I was most interested in the listener's brother, because that was the funniest, most serendipitous meet-cute situation. And it was crazy because, of course, once we did the research, a.k.a. Adam found him on the interwebs.
Right.
Then it turns out, like, our friend at the table, like, knows him.
Yeah.
Like, knows him and knows, like...
His friends.
Yeah.
Because they're from the same area.
So that was crazy. And so...
So small world.
Yeah.
She looked him up and she was like, wait, I have, like, 50 mutuals with him.
Yeah, she was like, I've met him before.
And then isn't she was like, wait, fun? I've met him a million times.
I love when that happens. When New York becomes a small world, it's just the best thing.
Oh, so, and then our listener friend comes back in, remember? And she's like, hey, just so you know, like, we're sitting outside.
She was honestly
MVP. Yeah. She was, like, hooking it up.
Yeah, this girl, sure. I would genuinely, like... I feel like I feel this way about most of our listeners, because our listeners are very cool people, but I feel like I would genuinely like get drinks with this girl.
She was so cool.
We hung out with her like the entire night, honestly.
No, like she was such a cool girl.
But like, once she delivered us that news, I was ready to like go out and drag her brother inside of the establishment. Remember, we sent Jack out to go scope it out.
Yeah. So Jack was with us and he went out to just assess.
I was like, Jack, go dap him up. I was like, come on.
And like, he was like, he's out there.
Yeah. Jack was like, I don't know how I'm a part of this, but he liked to have a job.
He did some recon. It was good recon.
He likes having a role. He's getting used to like sitting at tables with, you know, the girls and you and like, you know, the girls and Adam, and like, just, you know, he like is in on the gossip now. He's like, he's getting into it. And this was like his personal role, like of being the spy, and he loved it. So he just came in and told us, he's still here.
He was like, confirmed.
I was like, you were supposed to dap him up and drag him in here.
Well,
but that's okay.
You know,
he'll learn. He'll learn.
He'll learn. He'll learn how to be a proper spy for the girls.
But so then at one point, I was in the inside of the booth, and there had been like 3 bathroom trips from our table that I didn't partake in. And then I was really regretting my decision. And I was like, I'm not going to go pee by myself in here.
Well, that bathroom was a war zone. Yeah. Like,
It's like the freaking Titanic, right. Going underwater. It was terrifying.
Does feel like you're on a boat.
It feels like you're in a boat bathroom, but one that just like has never seen toilet paper ever.
Yeah.
It's just inhumane.
And I also was like, I have to get out of this like dagger.
Death booth.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta get up. So my coworker friend was going to the bathroom, and so I got out and went to the bathroom, and then never came back to the table because we ran into the listener and her brother.
Yeah, Colby disappeared. And so I was like, I don't know who said it.
No, everybody was like, we should just wait. I was like, she definitely found the boy.
You were the one who said, let's just get up because we had already paid and whatnot. So we get up and I'm just like, all right. So I just grab Colby's jacket in first and Colby just left all her shit. And we turn the corner and my heart grew 10 sizes seeing the scene that I saw.
Colby, of Colby. We were just chit-chatting.
I just love a meet cute so much.
Love a meet cute.
I love a meet
cute. It was a meet cute also.
It was. And so you were chatting with Mr. Green Hat.
Yes.
And his sister and then we all entered
the conversation.
Guys, yeah. And then we chatted.
Yeah.
We had a group convo. You guys decided to go to a birthday party. In the East Village.
Yeah, Adam left.
Sans Adam, yeah.
Adam left.
Oh, you went home.
I walked home.
Adam said peace and blessings. I went to some random dude's birthday party that I don't know. And it was so fun. It felt like a wedding. Like the music.
Oh my God, so fun.
The cha-cha slide came on. I love that. It was literally the most electric birthday party for someone I've never met in my life. And I had a great time.
Don't tell me that, damn. I wish you didn't have a good
Jack
time.
And I were like doing the electric slide.
It sounds so fun.
So we went, because we only went because.
How do you do the electric slide?
Was it the cha-cha slide? To the left. Take it back, y'all.
Yeah, that's the cha-cha.
Oh, cha-cha, not real electric smooth. Slide, the cha-cha slide. Oh my God, sorry. You know what I mean?
No, okay. I do know what you mean, but I was curious if you actually knew how to do the electric slide because when you said that, I realized that I don't know slide, if I've ever even seen it.
I think I just accidentally combined electric feel, like MGMT song, with cha-cha slide.
Potentially.
Anyway, so that was my night. But
the electric slide is a song.
Electric slide?
Yeah, I think it is. You're right.
How does it go?
It's an old song. I think.
Sorry, I can't think. Oh.
It's electric.
Yeah.
No, this is what I.
And this time, we're gonna get funky.
You were getting funky. So
that's
for sure.
That's what we were doing.
I love
it. Anyway, but I love it. I love, there's just no joy like a random person's birthday party.
It's so fun.
While I was there, you were.
Yes. So then we decided, my friend, her favorite thing in the world to do is go to karaoke. So somehow it came up.
I love karaoke. Karaoke's great when you don't know what to do. If you're like on a night out and you don't know what to do next, karaoke.
Yeah.
Always the answer.
And so we all left.
Who's we?
The listener, her brother, my friend and her boyfriend. The five of us. And we got a room at Boho Karaoke in the West Village.
Wait, I love it.
And, oh my God, it was so fun and so funny. And then we left and we all parted ways.
Did he kiss
then
you?
Then I went home. So we parted ways, but we are going to get a drink on Friday.
Oh my gosh, Colby.
You've been keeping this information in your little head.
Wait, I'm honestly glad you didn't tell me. I feel like you produced the podcast today.
Thank you.
Like, this was your executive producer moment.
Yeah, thank you very much. Adam, you shouldn't have pride. What the hell? You should be punished for that.
Yeah, you should feel proud. You should be happy I've been ghosting you.
Well, I honestly was. I didn't want to say it, but I was like, damn, I'm really glad Colby just overproduced the episode, you know?
That was great.
Yep.
Wow, oh my God. So drinks on Friday.
You liked him. End of the story, like you were hanging out with him that night, karaoke, whatever.
We did karaoke, and then we all went home.
What song did he sing? I think it's pretty telling.
I don't even remember, honestly.
Oh, really? Fuck.
We sang it because it was like one of those things where everybody was just like queuing up songs.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like you wait with your ticket and the line.
We got a room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we had the world at our fingertips.
Oh, I actually prefer when it's like randos and you're like in a room with a stage, because then you get to really perform and you feel like Troy and Gabriella.
I love that.
You know?
But they liked him.
They have that upstairs.
Oh, okay.
But we got a room.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, that's
good. You decided you liked him. You had fun with him. You thought it was cute. Fun.
Green Hat is in the ring. Green Hat threw his hat in the ring.
I love it. Where are drinks?
This will air
Friday morning, so we can keep it a secret.
Yeah, people will actually show up.
I was like, because he suggested Friday after work, and I have plans Friday night, but I was like, I could do something before. I just have to confirm what time my plans are, and he was like, that's perfect. I have plans in Brooklyn later anyway.
Wait, I love that for you.
Wait, this is always, you know how I feel about having the plans after.
Yes.
That's like somehow sandwiching plans with other people with a date just makes it so much less stressful. Right. And yeah. It's just great. And this great.
Plan that I have Friday night has literally been being attempted to be scheduled since July, so I couldn't be the person to push it.
Is this the again. Drinks with your coworker, old coworker?
No.
Oh my God, I no, feel like no, you've no. been having that for weeks no. now. I'm like, no, are you no. just trying to ghost? Like, is this no. your just drinks with the coworkers, your elusive way to have a night to yourself?
No. That we did actually do that.
Yeah, but I
but
feel
we
like
need to we have to get another one. Our group chat from my influencer marketing agency that I used to work at is called hashtag tripping with Tart. And trippin' so with we tart. Refer to it as tripping with Tart. I ran into one of them on the street the other day. She was like, we have to do another tripping with Tart soon. And I was like, we sure do.
That's cute.
So funny. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, what a weekend.
Yeah, that was just a crazy night of random run-ins.
And I love nights like that. And like, it's crazy because when you woke up that morning, did you think any of that was going to happen? No,
we weren't even supposed to go out.
We right. literally, no.
I was like, I'm having like a drink at lunch and that's
we were having
it.
A salad and a spritz and then all of a sudden, right. Wait, Colby was literally so funny. We finished the Aperol spritz and Colby was like, all right, we got to move on to hard liquor.
It was the only option.
Well,
it was all I had.
What's next?
And then Colby didn't even drink hers. That was like part of the reason I had to leave I was like nursing my drink.
It was a little too smoky for me. Well, I should have just made it into something else, but I was also struggling to get dressed.
Well, you know.
Fair.
This weather is really hard to dress for.
It is very hard. You need to wear layers. I feel like I'm just always sweating because I always I have a fear of being cold.
It's also that time of year where the adjustment from being outside where it's like a little cold, but not cold enough to wear a down jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But then going inside and being too hot, and it takes like a solid 10 minutes for your body temperature to regulate that you're like sweating a little bit, and then it finally goes away, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
But that is like the worst 10 minute.
It's transitional time of year. The transition, I mean, it's officially spring now, so.
I was literally carrying around a wool coat in the corner bistro.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's, I think, one of the hardest things is the coats for. Well, because when you don't need your coat, when you need to take it off, like long coats. Did you see the thing on TikTok about the girl whose Max Mara coat got stolen?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It's a whole saga on TikTok. One of those like niche things that just like catches on that people are like dying for an update on. And people have very polarizing different opinions. Like this girl, essentially, she went to that Chinatown hairdresser's place.
Oh, yeah.
That's like $20 blowouts.
The blowout.
And it's apparently like the best place on earth. I need to go.
I want to go and so badly.
This other girl was there. So two girls go with a black pea coat and put their coats on a rack, and I guess one was an Aritzia coat and one was a Max Mara coat looking very similar,
right?
Both like looks, I mean, but Max Mara being like thousands of dollars more expensive. I feel like Aritzia is like what, like I don't know how expensive those
Aritzia
get to.
Coats are expensive.
They are, but Max Mara coats are like $4,000 sometimes, depending on whatever. Long story short, her coat got taken by mistake, and she's been like trying to get it back via TikTok and via talking to the people that work at the store, and it's been this whole saga she's posted like multiple installments of. And I like, at first I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for her, like that sucks. But then I've been seeing other people like stitch the video and be like, girl, people are dying. And like she also like made a video talking about how she skipped her wedding dress fitting because of the coat incident.
What?
Like she couldn't go to the wedding dress fitting because someone took her coat. But she had a coat, but it wasn't her coat. So there's layers. It's like crazy. An onion.
It's also a very honest mistake. When we were out the other weekend, Katie had a much nicer than my nasty gal, long black fake wool coat.
Yeah.
And she had mine on the whole night.
I accidentally took yours. I mean, the black wool coats, like mine, I genuinely have it's happened multiple times that I've accidentally took someone's coat.
Yeah.
So I genuinely think the girl that the Aritzia coat, she didn't do it on purpose. Aritzia coats are nice too.
Right.
Like it wasn't like it was Old Navy.
The girl also posted the video of the girl taking the coat, and she really did just kind of like pick
she
up the
did.
Coat.
Oh, she got the surveillance videos.
She
I
did,
was wondering.
Yeah, she posted on TikTok.
The CCTV.
And the girl, I mean, it kind of looked like the girl just picked up the coat and just put it on. It was like, cool, it's my black coat.
And I feel like what happened is like, maybe there's two scenarios. Number one, the girl hasn't seen these TikToks. Maybe doesn't live here. Because, you know, we see these things because it's like New York. I feel like we see like local stuff a lot of the times.
I haven't seen
You'll
this.
You'll see it
and
now.
I spend 6 hours a day on TikTok.
Your phone is listening. So I feel like maybe she didn't see the TikTok, the girl who took the jacket. number two, or maybe she hasn't even noticed that it isn't her coat. Like, maybe it's like so similar that she has no idea.
Yeah.
Or she has noticed and is like, oh my God,
the guy, am I ever going to get it back to her?
Yeah. I feel really bad about this. Or another scenario is like, fuck her, suck her. I got a Max Mara coat. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm very interested though to see if she ends up getting her coat back.
That's very interesting.
I don't think she will, but.
I mean, if she just keeps making these videos, these long videos explaining, and is in the creator fund, she'll make enough money from these videos to buy a new one.
Yeah, so, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, really, this should be a Max Mara. They should reach out and just send her a coat.
Right.
But
she's giving them so much free PR, honestly.
But people are really, like, have very different opinions about this. Like, I've seen a lot of videos being like, has anyone seen that girl complaining about her coat? I'm like, oh my God.
The comments on her video are honestly kind of nasty, too.
Well, it's a Max. I think it's just the way she's talking about it is maybe a little bit insensitive. Or not. That's the wrong word.
She's talking about it as if the girl is like public enemy number one and stole her coat.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to press charges. Like, so I think it's just the way she's coming. I would be very upset as well. But I think it's like, she's almost kind of threatening now.
I was going to say, it's like scare tactics, maybe, that she thinks that if she...
Yeah.
It also seems like she has no openness to, like, that maybe this girl accidentally took her coat. That it was
just a complete accident.
The first video actually was, like, totally... She was, like, hey, I think someone accidentally took my coat.
Yeah.
And as it's going, we're escalating. Like, she's escalating.
I guess maybe, like, kind of in the right, though. Like, that girl got home, obviously, and probably saw, yo, I'm not wearing... This isn't my coat.
Yeah, but you're also in New York. I feel like maybe... She doesn't I don't know. Maybe she doesn't go to that hair salon often. Maybe she saw it on TikTok and decided to go one time and then was like, this place is so popular.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't do appointments. Well, I don't think. No, but like,
for the aspect of like knowing that your coat is not your coat. Like, there comes a time when you would notice.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like she definitely knows, but I think she probably is like,
oh, I'll never see them again? Yeah.
How would I ever get that back to her?
Well, she...
Just bring it back
is
to
on,
the...
I guess you'd have to see it on TikTok. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, apparently the girl's gone back to the salon and has, like, talked to the employees.
But I think they were kind of like, fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... The second you put your stuff on a public coat rack, you have to kind of take the risk, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very interesting. We'll see.
The saga.
It reminds me of the girl who posted about the husband... fiance cheating on his
In Vegas,
that bachelor
really
party
big.
That was a crazy saga.
It's crazy when things just catch on and become this like 10-part thing.
Series.
And those people also had polarizing opinions on whether the girl is in the wrong for posting the TikTok exposing this guy or if she did the right thing by doing it.
It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Right. That's like the world that we live in with social media. So
I will see. Did you guys see the video of the girl who saw the guy on the plane on Hinge or something like that?
I saw that. Yeah,
creating a profile. He was like creating his Hinge profile with a wedding ring on or something. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one I thought was interesting. But I was also like, wait, I didn't see the part about the wedding ring though. I thought she just assumed that he
was
in a relationship.
I think she commented something like that. I was trying to piece it all together. Oh. Here's the thing. Like, I'm one to say like, oh, the drama. But then I also love the drama. Like, I love reading the drama. I love when it doesn't involve me.
But that's the best kind of drama is between two parties that you have no relation to.
Yeah. But then you remember like these parties, they have feelings.
Right.
So that's the thing. I'm a silent judger. Like, I will silently judge and maybe like send it in my group chat and talk about it. But I'm not going to comment.
No.
Like, it's actually so funny. We have like... There's a few people from our college that, like, on these, like, big, you know, you follow, like, meme accounts or, like, big accounts, like, news platforms. And then, of course, when you're on Instagram, like, the only comments that it shows you before you expand the comment section larger are people that you follow. So there's a couple of girls from our college that, like, I'll see comment just nasty hate comments. And also, I, like, follow, like, I don't know, random celebrities, like Megan Fox, for example, or something. And, like, these girls will comment, like, mean, like, I see the hater comment that this girl has left, like, on a big account. Like,
I know exactly who you're talking
and
about.
And it's really just funny, but also just, like, embarrassing for them.
No, I know.
Like, that's, like, a public thing. My God. I always come across it, and I'm like, not her again with the hate comments. Like, do you ever feel embarrassed that people, like, that you know are going to see your hate comment? Like, I don't know.
I would.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would, too.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta like be protective about what you put out there on the internet.
Well, that's why people have so many fake accounts and stuff.
To like comment random shit.
Yeah.
Can you believe, can you imagine being so passionate about something though that you need to create a fake account to deliver your opinion?
I think it's like, honestly, it serves as a release for people. Like, I think it's like they feel like sneaky and it's like therapeutic. I genuinely do. With like all these like Reddit forums and stuff, I feel like that's like, it, I think it serves like a purpose for them, but it's like a terrible thing. But yeah, it definitely like they, it's psychological. I think that they get like a serotonin boost or something when they comment something like that.
It's so, it's such a strange concept.
It is a strange thing.
Couldn't be me.
Anyway, anyone else have any
updates? Of the internet trolls.
Anyone else have anything to share?
I dropped my hammer to Hillstone.
Did you?
I did, Katie.
It was a soft hammer.
I don't think that you did. I think you like, it was, no, you did it like, it was not a mole. You like did a little love tap.
No, it was not.
Wait, guys, I really thought you were on my team.
No, Adam. I am on your team, Adam. But even when we were talking about this with the podcast listener, you were say, you like admitted that you weren't that hard on him or something.
No, I, regardless of what you've admitted after tequila sodas, what you did was a good thing. You said a good thing, but it was certainly not a hammer. No. No.
But you,
I was, you, I was more direct than I, yes, have been in the
then
past.
You drew in, but that doesn't mean it's a hammer.
It's, no, a hammer for me. No, it's like a little baby, like one of the toy,
I'm
hammers.
I'm proud of you for, oh, saying what you did.
You. No, you did a good thing, and it's like it made you feel good, which is good. But okay,
get to what you said. And
just tell everyone, yeah, what you said, and then they can decide.
Okay. I will tell everyone what I said. And this is also in reply to him. So basically, he's on his 2-week break, which I told you guys.
Did you tell them?
No, I didn't. Maybe not. Anyways, he gets like a 2-week break every year, mm-hmm, for his residency. And so this is 2-week,
yeah,
break.
Yeah.
And you don't get to pick it. It's just like assigned to you based on the schedule, which like sucks so bad. But he's on his 2-week break right now. They work you to the bone prior to your 2-week break. So he was coming fresh off of a 24-hour shift. And he basically was texting me. And he was like, it'd be nice to see you before I leave on Wednesday. But the next few days are a little bit hectic.
Where is he going?
His
break.
I think he's going to LA. He was supposed to go on vacation with his parents. But I think I mentioned his family, like his sister lives in LA. So I think he's just going to like spend some time in LA and chill.
Great. Sounds good. Sounds fabulous.
And so this is on Saturday that he texts me this and he's like, I, you know, it'd be great to see you, but next few days are a little bit hectic. I obviously sent it to you guys because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why even tell me,
right,
that the next few days are hectic? Like, what's the point? I was like feeling over it. Cause then I'm like, at this point, I don't even want to text back and forth.
It sounds like a pity invite.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like, just, you know,
it's I would really want to see you if I could, but I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, why even fucking tell me, right, that? Just tell me you want to see me when you get back or something, right, like that. I don't know.
Right.
Just weird. So anyways, what I say is, in that case, maybe you go enjoy your time away. And if you decide you still want to see each other when you get back, we can pick up where we left off. And I thought that was pretty good because I was basically trying to tell him, if you don't want to see me anymore, then like, I want to know that, basically.
Right. Right. I think it was very polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then while we were at Corner Bistro, then I started to like freak out. That's honestly why I went home. I was like, I need to go marinate in my thoughts.
Well, because didn't Alex tell you that he wasn't sure that it was clear? Or was that to a different text? That no, text, that was when you were at my apartment before you sent it. You said that you sent it. Oh, yeah. Because I was like, yeah, send it. That sounds good.
That's, yeah,
the most clear thing ever. Right. Like, it's, yeah, clear. It's like, okay, we'll chat when we get back if you're still into this.
Yeah, and Colby's referencing the text that I sent him. So the one that I just, right, read. Because I was going back and forth between Colby and Alex. Right. So I was with Colby and I was like,
you're getting opinions, as, yeah, people do.
I was like, should I send this? Like, is this like communicating what I'm trying to say and like a not too,
I mean, I think you definitely could have been meaner, to be honest.
I could have, but I would never.
You could have just said, like, I like you. I don't appreciate this. Like, it makes me feel like I'm getting pity invites right now. And I understand you're busy, but, like, this, I don't know, yeah, what's going on. That's, like, literally what I would have said.
Yeah.
Adam, it didn't want to fully close the door, though.
Which is, yeah, so what you said was, yeah, great, but I'm just, yes, saying, like, it was, yeah, not mean at all. It could have been mean.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But you didn't.
I agree with you.
So,
but so while we're at Corner Bistro, he texts me back and he says, I think that's very fair. Sorry, it's been rocky and on and off. There's a little more going on, bigger picture, and work has not been as smooth as usual. We'll hopefully find some stability when I'm back and see you. Would love to keep things going together. So I was like, oh, damn, like,
Where did the thing come up about the next few months? Or it's stability in the next few months. Didn't he say
that? I think he's saying, like, at work, the stability in the next few months will come, but...
Wasn't that in that message, though?
It wasn't in that specific
one. No, he said something about spring, I feel like, right? And it wasn't even spring yet. I think we're
getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we're ahead. We're ahead.
Oh, yeah, because then the next message, I basically said, I know you have a lot on your plate. I still want to see you. I just don't want you to feel pressured if you're not as into it anymore or feel like you have too much going on to also juggle whatever we have going on. So then I was like, I want you to say if you're not into me anymore, because that's what I had been questioning. I didn't really care that much about his schedule and like the fact that we see each other so periodically. I was more like, I want to know what direction this is going in, and if you're not into me anymore, and that's why this has been so sporadic.
Yeah, and you're just like trying to phase me out.
You're just waiting in the wings.
Yeah, because I felt like he was like slow fading me, and I was like, just fucking do it if you're gonna do it, basically. And then he said, no, it's definitely not a lack of being into it, I can assure you that. And then like XYZ, I won't even read the rest, but... And then that's when he said, the spring has just been so much crazier. And I was like, boy, we aren't even in the spring yet.
It wasn't even spring yet.
Yeah.
So that's where we left off with Hillstone.
No, didn't he say one sentence that really grinded my gears because it sounded very corporate?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll read that. He said, no, it's definitely not a lack of being into it. I can assure you that. I do have a lot going on, but seeing how this can take form going forward is definitely something I'm interested in entertaining.
Seeing how this can take form moving forward, because I'm interested in seeing what, like, take form. That sounds like a project you're funding or something. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Part of that annoyed me the most was when he was like, hopefully in the next few months I can figure it out. But like, he's buying himself time to like be wishy-washy for another couple of months.
Yeah, so then that's the kind of... He sent two messages in a row. Yeah. That was the first one. And then the next one, he said, the spring has just been so much crazier than I thought, so it's been hard to be consistent with things, but hopeful that the next few months will open up a little. But I, like, took the edge off. Like, I got what I needed out of that. Right. Like, all he had to do was
He's still interested in you. Yeah, that's
validation.
I read that, and the rest was just blurred vision
validation
to me.
Validation received.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, he likes me.
Ego stroked.
So I literally replied to the first message. It sounded like the corporate one that Katie hates, and I said Romeo called, he wants a soliloquy back.
Soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
Wow.
So I took the edge off, and then like the rest is history. But yeah, I mean, who knows? That's where we're at with Hillstone, but I got what I needed.
Good.
But he's still interested in me.
Wow.
But whether or not he shows that in the next few months, I guess that's kind of like the kicker. Like, you can say
that's
one
your
thing.
Your next obstacle, mental obstacle.
Yeah.
As if that's what you want to keep.
I know. We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Maybe he got some clarity, or getting some clarity on the West Coast.
Yeah.
With just life.
Yeah.
And but, like, we're not talking. Like, I am not texting him back. Like, I don't want to text him for a couple weeks.
Good.
Or not a couple weeks, but I'm like more so going to take a step back and let him come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, as obviously. You should. You made your.
Let him say, hi, I miss you.
You've made your position clear.
Yeah.
So now it's like he.
Oh my god, but I'm also just so over the dating apps that like I can't even fathom having to do this like all over again with somebody new. And same. Colby meeting somebody in the wild, I was kind of like, it can happen to me too.
Well, the dating apps, like, it's actually crazy because I obviously complain all the time about how bad they've been. But I was talking to my friend who I'm going to visit in London, and she's also single, and she was like, the guy, I'm starting to get like attractive guys, I'm just waiting for them to message me. And then I put that I was traveling on my Raya to London.
Yeah.
And I have two guys that have asked me to go on dates.
While you're in London?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see them.
You simply have to do it.
I'm going to. One of them is a sports medicine doctor or physical performance coach.
Love.
I don't know what that means. For like a professional cricket team.
Obsessed.
Jack loves cricket. Oh my god.
So attractive.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see.
Well, Adam, you know, we're going to Paris.
Wait, I was just thinking, I need to update my location to Paris.
I feel like you could find a Frenchie.
Well, also, I told you that my friend at work is the gay in Paris who gave us all those recommendations.
The gay in Paris.
The gay in Paris.
His username.
And I'm obsessed with him. So, I mean, I'm not that I'm going to hook up with him, but he is going to take us out. So.
Okay, well, see, there's other opportunities in the wing. When one door closes, another door opens.
Yeah.
As they say.
Exactly.
Or when one door is left open a crack, another door opens bigger. Opens more.
I can only hope for as much. Should we do a question?
Yeah. I have three things to read, friends. One is actually an update from advice we gave back in March of 2023, which I thought was so cute. So it says, "Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. So this is a very long-awaited update to the advice you gave me on the Love Doctor episode on March 17th, 2023. I appreciate her letting us know
when. Timestamp.
Yeah, because I don't remember like any of the episodes we do. Anyway, she said, "I know you all mentioned that you need more advice segment updates on the pod," which yes, we do. "So here's a happy success story due to your podcast. Long story short, you guys gave me advice and encouragement to ask the guy who was visiting me in LA from our hometown 3 hours away how he feels and where he thought the relationship was going. Moral of the story, the conversation went well, and I told him where I stood on wanting a relationship with him. He respected me for talking about it, and now we are about to celebrate our 1 year anniversary in 1 week. And honestly, I give you guys the credit for me being brave enough to talk to him. He's the best boyfriend, the man I've truly prayed for, and we both feel confident that we have a long future together. Thank you all for your advice. I'm grateful to you guys."
Oh my gosh. Aww.
Love, a proud client of the Love Doctors.
That's I am so filled with happiness right now.
One happy customer.
I love that.
Guys, you just have to listen to us, okay? We have the answers sometimes.
Sometimes.
Wow, that made my whole
emphasis
week.
On sometimes, but that gave me butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, emphasis on sometimes.
I love that.
That makes me so happy.
So now we have two actual questions. Okay. That was just an update to soften.
We're about to do some love doctoring. Yeah. I feel inspired now.
Okay. "Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam." Everyone's been spelling Colby right now, but I called everyone out for spelling
Thank
it wrong.
Thank you.
"Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I'm in sort of a moral pickle and was hoping to get your advice. I'll start off with the summarized version and give more details below. I'm recently engaged and at the point in the planning process when I want to ask my friends and family to be in my wedding party. The problem is that the person I want to ask to be my maid of honor, we'll call her Jessica, is also a friend with a very close friend group of mine. A friend within a very close friend group of mine. There's the three of us, myself, Jessica, and Morgan. I also want to ask Morgan to be in my wedding party since she's also one of my closest friends, but I'm afraid that asking Jessica to be my maid of honor will come across as picking favorites within our close friend group. Do you think that's the case? Any advice is appreciated. Additional details. I've known Jessica for longer, and she truly is my go-to friend whenever I need advice, support, or anything. Just because Jessica is my maid of honor doesn't mean I don't love Morgan. We're just not as close as Jessica and I are. To complicate things a bit more, I have two sisters who I'm close to, and picking them as my maid and matron, one is married already, of honors, may seem like an obvious choice on paper, but there's a 5-year age gap between my older sister and I, and she's in the phase of her life where she's having kids, not partying, and definitely won't want to plan a bachelorette or be the maid of honor I need her to be. No offense taken. She also picked her best friend instead of us as siblings as her maid of honor when she got married. My younger sister suffers from extreme anxiety and honestly would be more stressed than anything if I put this risk or task or burden on her. Again, no offense. All that to say, my sisters won't be the maid of honor that I need for my big day with their circumstances, nor would they want the responsibility. So I feel like it's fair that I want my best friend to be that person for me, even though a sister seems like the more obvious choice."
So she's mostly picking between Jennifer and Morgan.
Jessica and Morgan. Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's pretty much saying, like, her sisters aren't going to be offended that they're not asked. They're going to be relieved.
Right.
So they're off the table, which I feel like I'm so grateful that I have Ashley.
Built in.
Because, like, right. I will never have this issue of, like, choosing a maid of honor. Like, she will just be my maid of honor.
Yeah.
So, like, this is so stressful. Because I'm trying to put myself in Morgan's shoes, like the friend that wouldn't be chosen. I feel like because you've known Jessica for longer, it's completely understandable that you'd choose her.
Valid.
I think it'd be different if you knew Morgan for longer.
Yeah.
And then you're choosing Jessica, even though you've known her for a lesser amount of time. I think it's completely fine to say, maybe when you're asking Jessica, be like, "You're my oldest friend" or something. So then, like, in the note. So if she, like, puts it anywhere, it's like, then Morgan will be like, "Oh, duh, she's your oldest friend."
Right. Or if, I feel like if you're having conversations, like, casually about it with friends, be like, "Well, I'm not picking either of my sisters for X, Y, and Z reason. Like, they wouldn't be able to take on the responsibility. And Jessica's been my oldest friend, so it just feels, like, natural that I would pick her."
Yeah, I think that.
Or, like, so obviously I'm picking her.
I think you
duh.
You know what you need to do. I think it's just a matter of, like, you feel guilty or, like, you have a very big heart and you feel like you're gonna hurt someone's feelings, but like if they're really your friends, it's not gonna matter. Everyone's gonna be happy. She's still gonna
be in the wedding party. It's yeah, not like she's being left in the dust.
I think that's more so like a big, I'm stressed about that day, having to choose bridesmaids and stuff, because it's like, you know, someone's gonna be left out.
Right. And it's like,
that's more stressful, I feel like.
Is it offensive or is it?
Didn't she do co-maid of honors? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Co-maid of honors? Well, her sister. Oh, yeah, she thought about doing that for her sister. She's not doing it. I guess you could technically have two maid of honors.
But, like.
But I guess she's saying it more so for the sake of planning the bachelorette.
I really feel like in wedding parties these days, now that I am in one and am a maid of honor, like.
That's why I wanted this question for you to answer, Cole, because you have the experience.
I feel like it's just as much responsibility to be in the bridal party, like,
as being a maid of honor.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
aside from planning the bachelorette, maybe, right?
Right. But and like the bridal shower and everything, but I don't know, I still like leaned on people. It's not like you're not involved is more what I'm trying to say. Like, it's not like you're not involved in anything if you're just in a bridal party.
True. You're still chosen, like you still have a special role.
And with the bachelorette and everything, I still was asking people for suggestions, and like the girl like could offer to help, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
being a maid of honor is a lot of responsibility. Like, she, whoever you choose, like, you'll make the right decision, but like,
yeah,
Jessica, I think is, I don't think it's offensive to not be chosen.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, I don't think that you should worry about offense. I mean, I this Morgan is a
terms of friends.
This is a happy time in your life. Like, I guess maybe you could like give Morgan a responsibility, like a role.
Yeah, so make her feel included.
Like, maybe she can be in charge of like a certain thing. Like,
or you know, maybe she could just tell Jessica, like, hey, like, I'm making you my maid of honor, but can you make sure to include Morgan and like
in the planning,
and make her feel like important,
right? Like, have a, and you could just give her like a little role,
right?
Like, when you could like have her say a few words or something, or introduce the couple like at the dinner, or, I don't know, give her like a role so she feels special.
And but if you want her to still give a toast at some point, like, she still can do that.
Right.
Like,
you can give her the opportunity to do a speech.
The more that I'm talking about this, the more I am like, oh my God, if my sister chose somebody else to be her maid of honor, I would have been so, so pleased.
Colby would have been so relieved.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Anyway, I think that's probably a good answer.
Yeah,
that's
a good answer, I think.
Okay. This one is shorter, but it's about a dating dilemma. Okay. Hi, Adam, Katie, and Colby. I love the podcast. I listen every week. So my dilemma is whether or not to tell one of my best friends that her boyfriend might be planning to propose. They've been dating for almost a year and have been living together for about 2 months. While this is technically, quote, moving fast for some people, she's very happy. Of course, they've had fights, etc., like any other couple. My only worry is that he has been engaged before and it got broken off. The engagement was about 2 years ago. He drunkenly told me on St. Patrick's Day that he planned to propose at the end of the year. She has never expressed engagement plans anytime soon, and I don't think this is something she would see coming. Side note, my friend and this guy dated before for about 2 months, and he broke it off with her. Now they're back together. I think it's a red flag, and he's moving too quickly. Any advice? Do I tell her? Help.
I don't think you tell her up directly. I feel like she could say to her friend, oh, have you guys, like, you've been together? You live together? Do you guys talk about future plans ever? Like, try and get it out of her and see if it's something that they've talked about.
Like, sprinkle some seeds.
Yeah.
This is unfortunately one of those times where you really can't intervene.
Yeah.
I feel like you just have to let it happen and see what, like, if it goes wrong, you pick up the pieces as a friend.
It's
a canon
event. Right. We're kind of at this point where it's like your friends choose who they want to be with, and you just have to accept it.
Exactly. Their life. Exactly. And it sucks when you have information. And you, like, see someone every day and you, like, just can't say it. Mm-hmm. Like, a secret. I'm very terrible at secrets, so I understand your pain. But I think, like, you know, you said she's happy. That's all that matters.
Yeah. As long as your friend's happy, that's all you can care about.
I told you guys, St. Patrick's Day, crazy shit happens. Like, people do crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, drunkenly telling their girlfriend's friend. I think maybe he was trying to pulse check, maybe, by telling you. Like, trying to see, like, what would you say? Like, as oh my god, my stomach.
I've been hearing it for a while.
I thought it was like traffic.
No, my stomach's.
Katie's stomach has its own ecosystem going on.
Stomach. Hot girls have stomach issues.
This podcast literally is hot girls have stomach issues.
Someone help us.
No, we need a dietitian in here ASAP.
Blood test. What is that thing called that you mail a sample and they do food sensitivity testing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I need the food map, FODMAP or whatever. Or
no, it, yeah, it has a name and I...
Wait, that's actually such a good idea. I might do that too.
Okay, well, moral of the story is don't tell her.
Yes.
That's it would be seeds, very different if he told you that he was like thinking he was like gonna break up with her.
Oh my god, yes. If he said he was might break up with you or
if it's
her,
something that's going to hurt your friend...
Then, yeah, you
then
intervene.
You tell
this
them.
Might be exactly what she wants. Like, right. Who knows? You right, just yeah, have to be there as the friend and let it play out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, good episode, guys. Hot girls with stomach issues.
I know, I'm
let
sorry.
Let us know what we need to fix. That.
That's a wrap.
And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating too. Yeah, I'm like literally drenched.
It's hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take
wait,
off
look
all
at
your
how
clothes.
Hot this guy.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.